I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and I'm here on the Real Relationships Show sharing my solo sessions. These sessions are accumulation of my expertise, my experience, my thoughts, my opinion, the answers to questions I get asked in my email and on my socials, and the questions that I answer every week on my regular radio slot. So grab a drink, sit back, relax, and let's get ready to start changing your life by changing your relationship. Hi, Andy. Well, we've got another interesting one this week, and it's one that again has come in from a number of different people. I've got the similar question from Sarah, from Ruth, from Laura, from James, Jamie, and from Simon and Ashley. And it's basically saying, why doesn't he or she make me happy anymore? Now, this is something that comes up a lot. And what happens when we are in the first flush of a relationship, and no matter how long we've been in that relationship, whether it's 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, or even 20 years or more, we all remember the first flush of that relationship, how happy we all were. And that happiness, that honeymoon period as we know it, is when we have all of the happy hormones, those feel-good hormones, rushing around our body. We are full of endorphins, we're full of serotonin, of dopamine, and oxytocin. And here's the key. Oxytocin is the hormone that is produced by a mother when they have given birth to a child. And it is the hormone that promotes social bonding. Now, that hormone is absolutely doing its job when we meet a new partner. It makes us feel good. It makes us feel safe. It makes us feel happy. It makes us feel secure. And over time, the levels of that hormone and the other happy hormones start to drop as we become comfortable in our relationship, as we become ourselves, let more of our true selves show. You know what it's like, ladies. We stop spending quite so much time in the bathroom and we stick on our tatty old pajamas when we want to sit around and get comfortable, instead of sitting there in our sexy lingerie as if that's what we wear every night of the week. You might do, but who am I to judge? And what happens over time is we start seeing our partner for who they truly are. That means we see all the bits that they hid from us. Those times when they clip their toenails in the bathroom, where they leave their dirty dishes in the sink, where the socks are left on the floor. And ladies, it'll be about the time where our partner sees us without makeup on, with our hair sticking up all over the place, without our nails done, whatever it might be. And these are all things that we choose to forget happen to normal people when we're in the throes of initial romance. And over time, we start allowing those things to really get to us, to niggle us, because what we've done in those first stages of romance is think, oh, this is the perfect person. And we project onto the individual we are with, male or female, all of the absolute good things we want and we expect in our perfect partner. And unfortunately, over time, that perfection starts to fall away. And we start to see our partner as less than perfect. So we start to feel unhappy. What happens is we then start to blame our partner for making us unhappy, when the reality is what we have done all along is delegate responsibility for our happiness onto our partner. And I've got news for you. The only person responsible for your happiness is yourself. Now, we can go into so much more depth on this, So it's really difficult to give you a massive overview in a short section like this. But we have a choice every single day. I think it was last week I spoke about response and react. And we get to choose every single day, every single moment of every day, how we are going to respond to our partner, how we are going to respond to situations. And similarly, we get a choice as to whether we are going to allow that to make us unhappy or to make us happy. Now, there are some things in life that are going to make us unhappy. It is normal human behavior for us to be unhappy some of the time. Our emotions are constantly going up and down. It is normal. It is normal to feel unhappy. It is normal to feel sad, to feel fearful, to feel anxious, to feel worried. What is not normal is if we are feeling those emotions more often than anything else. And that's when we need to seek medical advice because we may be heading into depression. But equally, it is not normal for us to expect our partner, who, I hate to break it to you, is merely human. What is not normal is to expect our partner to make us feel happy 100% of the time. We get to choose how we respond to things. And when I'm working with clients in private practice, I tell them it's quite important to sweat the small stuff. I'm sure all of our listeners have heard of the book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. That relates to the business field and to the work environment. But lots of people take it into relationships as well. And yes, overlook a lot of the small stuff. At the end of the day, those socks rolled up on the floor and not in the washing basket aren't going to cause a massive problem. Yes, it might be something else for you to pick up, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not a major issue. However, if we stop caring about our partner having to pick up those rolled up socks, then we have a problem. So if you are the partner, and this can be male or female, whether you're in a heterosexual or same-sex relationship, if you are the partner that leaves your socks rolled up on the floor and doesn't put them in the laundry bag, and you think, well, it doesn't matter, he or she will pick them up anyway and do it, that's when the rot starts to set in. It might only be a minor thing, but lots of minor irritations soon build up. So if we stop caring about the impact our small misdemeanors have on our partner, then over time we stop caring about our partner. And what happens is we start to mirror, or our part, excuse me, our partner starts to mirror the feelings, the emotions, and the behavior that they are receiving. So we end up in a cycle where, because our partner doesn't care about the impact our actions and behaviors have on our partner, so then the other person doesn't care about the impact of their responses or reactions or their behavior on the partner. And this just builds up and up and up. And actually, if you could see me, I'm now making lots and lots of hand gestures here to show you and emphasize what I'm talking about. But it is really important that we take responsibility for our own happiness. And if we are choosing each day to decide that our partner no longer makes us happy, guess what? No matter what they do, they're not going to make us happy. If they bring flowers home for us from work, for example, we're going to complain because they're the wrong type of flowers. They're not expensive enough. They're just from the garage instead of a florist. We're going to find cause for complaint. If they buy us a box of chocolates, we're going to complain because it's the wrong type of chocolate, or it's the wrong brand, or we just started to go on a diet that day. We are going to find reason to complain. If they decide to wear a white shirt instead of a blue shirt, we're going to complain because we like them in the blue shirt. Why don't they wear the blue shirt? You know that's what I like you in. And you see how this cycle perpetuates itself. So we then find more and more things to become unhappy about. Our partner then decides that we don't care. So they don't care how they treat us. And before you know it, we are stuck in this cycle of unhappiness where each one of us is feeding the other's unhappiness. But when we take responsibility for our own happiness, when we say thank you for the flowers, for the chocolates, even if they're not the ones that we wanted, if you recall, again, I think it might have been last week, perhaps the week before, where I talked about saying thank you to our partner for the small stuff. If we thank them for the chocolates and the flowers, if we thank them for picking up the socks off the floor, they're going to feel better. They're going to do more of the things that make them feel better. It's going to make us feel better, feel happier. And we, therefore, are going to believe our partner makes us happy. Now, as I said, it's been 10 minutes. There's so much more depth I can go into in 10 minutes, but we don't have the time right here and now. But if you have specific questions you would like to ask, please send them in to andy@theloveshow.co.uk and I'll respond to them next week or in the weeks to come. Thanks, Andy. Bye.
Join me in the next solo session where I'll be intimately yours once more. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and you've been listening to The Real Relationships Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, support, or send me a voice message, and you might feature in a future episode.